ברוכים הבאים רבותיי, בשם השם נעשה ונצליח. בעזר השם שאור יהיה לאלון נשמת האש הכשר, דוד בן נעמי דשי הלוי, רוח השם תנחנו מגן עדן, אמן. ולנו בעזר השם יתברך, פרשת ויחי, the last פרשה, ספר בראשית. And the פרשה, obviously, starts off with the פסוק, ויחי יעקב בארץ מצרים, 17 שנה את יעקב הבינו, after he knew that Yosef is still alive, he came down to מצרים, and he lived the last 17 years of his life, Yaakov Abinu, with all his family, and the Midrash Rabbah tells us that Yaakov Abinu, before he passed away, he saw 600,000 of his kids, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. How is that possible? Don't ask me. That's what the Midrash brings down. Lo niftar Yaakov Abinu, ad shera 600,000 miyotzei halatzav. And then Farshina brings down and said, Vayhi Yaakov be'eres Mitzrayim sheba'asri shana. Said, if you take the gematria of Vayhi, what's the gematria of Vayhi? Yud and Yud is 20, and Het is 8, 34. Vayhi is gematria 34. That's 17, the first 17 years of Yaakov Abinu. When was that? That's when Yosef was with him. Yaakov Abinu with Yosef, he was so much connected to Yosef, benefsho keshura benefsho, like the Pasuk said in last week's parasha. Yaakov is so much connected with Yosef at Tzadik. Hakim, they tell us that Yosef, he was Ben Gilo of Yaakov Abinu. They were the same mazal. The first 17 years of Yosef's life, he was with Yaakov. These 17 years are considered of Yaakov's life. And the last 17 years when he saw Yosef again, that's 17 plus 17. That's basically the main lifetime of Yaakov Abinu that he had, kibyachol. Yaakov Abinu, he lived a good life. Even though the last 17 years he lived in Mitzrayim, but nevertheless, still, that's the Pasuk said, Vayhi Yaakov be'eretz Mitzrayim. That was the years of Yaakov Abinu that he lived, benachat and b'simcha. And after that, Yaakov Abinu, he realizes that he's going to die soon. So he called Yosef, the guy, the Mishneh Melech Par'o, he's the one, he has the capability of taking him to bury him in Me'arat al-Makhpila. And he made him swear to him that he should carry me to Me'arat al-Makhpila and bury me over there. And the Pasuk tells us here that Yaakov was telling Yosef, V'ani beboim padan, meta alai rachel be'eretz kena'an baderech, be'ot kibrat eretz labo ifrata. V'akbirei Hashem bederech ifrat, hi bet lachem. So that's what the Pasuk is telling us over here, that Yaakov Abinu, he told his son, even though I'm commanding you to carry me all the way from Mitzrayim to take me to Me'arat al-Makhpila, and I didn't do the same to your mother, Rahel Abinu. Nevertheless, I had reason why I buried her over there. V'akbirei Hashem bederech Efrat, hi bet lachem, Rashi says, V'yadati sheyesh b'lebicha alai, abal da' lecha, she'al pi hadibur kibarti Hashem. שתהי עזרה לבניה כשיגלי אותם נבוזר אדן והיו עוברים דרך שם יצא רחל על קברה ובוכה ובקשר עליהם רחמים שנאמר כל ברמה נשמע נהי וכי תמרוריים. That's what Rashi is telling us, that there was reason why Yaakov Abinu buried רחל אמנו on the way. He didn't carry her to מערת המכפילה על פי הדיבור קברתיה שם, because הקדוש ברוך הוא had special מצווה and I have to bury her over there, because in the future עם ישראל they're gonna need Keber Rahel to be on the way when they were going out to Galut. They're going to pass by the Keber of Rahel Amenu, they're going to pray. And the Zechut of Rahel, Hashem is going to answer Am Yisrael, is going to bring us back in the second Beit HaMikdash. That's what happened at the time. So that's what Rashi is telling us over here. We spoke a few weeks ago, what does mean Al-Pi Ad-Dibur Kibarti Hashem. Now we'll go to different style by Ezrat Hashem. So that's the reason. How come Yaakov Abinu, he buried Rahel on the way? Because Alpiyah Dibur, there is Anyan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me, you have to bury her over here, because she's the only one's going to help Am Yisrael when they're going to Galut. We'll see later on, Be'ezrat Hashem. So that's here what the reason Rashi is telling us over here, and it's all from the Midrash Rabbah. Just we have to understand, what does Rashi tells us over here? Be'HaKadosh Baruch Hu Meshiba, Yesh Sachar Defa'ulatech Neum Hashem. What does mean Yesh Sachar Defa'ulatech? There is reward for the actions that you did, Rahel Amenu. Yesh Sachar Defa'ulatech, there is reward for it. What does mean the word Yesh Sachar? That's also, we'll understand by Ezra Hashem Yitbarach, what's the deep meaning of it. And we know that Rashi tells us in Parashat Vayetzeh, the pasuk said ve'yelech Reuben b'mei kitzir hattim ve'yimtza dudaim b'sadeh. Reuben, he went at the time that they harvest the wheat, and he found the dudaim. What's the dudaim? Flowers. He found the good smelling flowers. Ve'abeh otam le'ah mo. He brought these flowers to his mother Leah, and Rachel, she saw these flowers and she wanted them, so she told Leah, tenina lim dudaim b'nech. What did Leah answer her? She told her, "Hamat kahtech et ishi ve'lakachat gam et dudaim b'ni." Not enough that you took my husband, you also want to take my son's flowers? No way. Then Rachel, she answered her. She told her, "V'tomer Rachel, lachen ishkab amach alayla tachat dudaim b'nech." So don't worry. Tonight is my turn. Yaakov is supposed to come to me. I'll let him go to you. Just give me some flowers. There are anyanim that Ibn Ezra brings down that there was segula, and these flowers that Rachel should become pregnant. That's what Ibn Ezra tells us. Even though Ibn Ezra said, I don't understand why would the Yasmin, these type of flowers, is going to have a segula for Hirayon. He doesn't understand, but he brings such an opinion. The Ramban, everyone knows that the Ramban doesn't like that Pirush. The Ramban said, "Bitfilla nufkedu ha'amahot, velo bisimmanim, velo bisgulot." Our mothers, they got pregnant, not because of simmanim, they were looking for the sgulot or something else, only a prayer. They were praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem answered them. Rachel Amen was praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem answered them. Ve'yishma' aleha Elohim ve'yiftach et rahma. That's what the pasuk is telling us over here. That's the anyan. So that's what happened over here. Then Farshim, obviously, they asked, said, Chaura, what's going on, this conversation between Rachel and Leah? How dare, excuse me for the expression, how dare is Leah to tell Rachel such a statement? Not enough that he took my husband, you also taking my son's flowers? How dare she is to say such a statement to Rachel that she gave all what she has to Leah? She's telling him, Rachel was supposed to answer her on the spot. Take a look, who took the husband from who? You're claiming that I took your husband? You took my husband. I gave you the simanim. That's why Yaakov Abinu married you. So what's going on over here? And how did Rachel answer? She didn't open up her mouth. She didn't say anything. She said, okay, don't worry. Lachin ishkava machalela. Take Yaakov Abinu tonight and give me the flowers. It's mind-boggling, this pasuk, what's going on over here. And Rashi tells us, Lachin ishkava machalela. הלילה שלי הייתה שחיבה בלילה הזו, ואני נותנת לך תחת דודאי בנך. We'll switch. ולפי שזלזלה במשקבו של הצדיק, לא זכתה להיקבר עמו. Because Rachel, she was מזלזלת with the משקבו של צדיק of יעקב אבינו, therefore she didn't merit to be buried in מערת המכפלה. That's what Rashi told us. It's also from the Midrash Rabbah. נפרשים ליאסו said, חברה, I don't understand. If there is anyan, Rashi here is telling us in this week's parasha that there is anyan, why Rachel should be buried on the way? Why? Because eventually in the future, Am Israel is going to need the prayers of Rachel Aminu. Mama Rachel, everyone's going to need her prayers. So if that's the case, I understand why she wasn't buried in Ma'arat HaMakhpila. So what Rashi is telling us, because she was mezelzel b'chvodo shel tzaddik, therefore she didn't merit to be buried in Ma'arat HaMakhpila. Even if she wasn't mezelzel b'chbod Yaakov Avinu, b'mishkabo shel Yaakov Avinu, still there's anyan. Am Yisrael didn't need her. Chora, what's the real reason? How come Rachel Aminu didn't have the zechut to be buried in Ma'arat HaMakhpila? What happened over here? Chora, two pirushim contradicting each other. This we have to understand by the Rashi Yitbarach. And to make the question even stronger, we see the first time when Yaakov Avinu he met Rachel. Also in Parashat Vayetzed, Pasuk said, Vayishak Yaakov li Rachel, Vayisa et kolo v'yebk. Yaakov Abinu, the first time he saw Rachel, he asked the shepherd, who's that? He told him, Vayini Rachel b'tov ba'ay matzon. He knew that this is Rachel. And he came to her, he helped her, he gave the son how to drink. And then, Vayishak Yaakov li Rachel, Vayisa et kolo v'yebk. Why did he cry Yaakov Abinu? Was he crying for over there? The first time he met Rachel, why is he crying? Rashi also he quotes from Midrash Rabbah, "Vayebk lefi shetzafa beruach hakodesh she'inena nichneset amol kibura." He saw Yaakov Abinu that she's not gonna end up being buried with him in Ma'arat HaMakhpila. That's what Yaakov Avinu saw. When did this? That's before she was mezelzelet mishkabot shel tzaddik. So how come Rashi is telling us, because she was mezelzelet mishkabot shel tzaddik, therefore she didn't merit to be buried in Ma'arad Machpelah? You see, even from before, she had that gezerah. Yaakov Avinu, he foresaw the future. He saw that she was not going to end up being with him. How come Rashi is telling us, lefi shezelzela, she told him, lachen ishkab amachal layla. The Midrash Rabbah said, lachen ishkab amachal layla, what does mean ishkab amachal layla? For the long night. That's after 120. In the Kibir, in the burial plot, that's Yaakov. Lachin ishkab ammach alayla. Yaakov's gonna be with you, Leah, in Ma'arat al-Machpelah, not with me. Chaura, she wasn't mezelzel. We saw what's the real reason. How come Rachel, she didn't end up going to Ma'arat al-Machpelah? Because she was mezelzel, b'mishkabo shel tzaddik, or because Am Israel eventually they're gonna need her? You see, also from before, as I said, the first time he met her, he saw that she's not gonna be with him. And then Ma'arat al-Machpelah. So we have to understand what's the real reason, how come Rachel Aminu wasn't Zocha to be buried in Ma'arat al-Machpelah. And we all know the famous Gemara. Gemara tells us in Masechet Pesachim, the end of Masechet Pesachim, the Kuf Yotet Amud Bet, the Gemara says over there that La'atid Labo, Atid HaKadosh Baruch Hu La'asot Se'udah LaTzaddikim Biyom She'igmul Hasdo LeZar'o Shel Yitzhak. That's basically when Mashiach is going to come by Ezra Hashem Yitbarach very soon. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to do big Sa'udah for all the tzaddikim. And Mistama, that's going to be Sa'udat Leviathan. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to make for all the tzaddikim. And all the tzaddikim, they're going to gather around. And they're going to do Sa'udah. Kibyachol with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, kibyachol. And le'ahar she'ochlin, after they're going to finish the Sa'udah, notnin lo le'Abraham abinu kos shel beracha le'barech. They give the kiddush zimun. Yeah, Abraham Abinu b'chavod, they give him the kavod to Abraham Abinu to do zimun, to he should say berkat amazon ala kos. Ve'omer lahen Abraham, eneni mebarech she'asam meni Ishmael. I'm not worthy to say berkat amazon ala kos because who came out of Abraham Abinu? Ishmael came out of him. I don't fit to say that berkat amazon. Give it to someone else. They go to Yitzhak, אומרים לו ליצחק, תול וברך. אומר להם, איני וברך, שיצא מני עשיו. עשיו כמערפם. אומרים לו ליעקב, תול וברך. אומר להם, איני וברך, שנסעתי שתי אחיות בחייהן, שעתידה התורה לאוסרן עליי. Also יעקב, you know, they give him the cost of ברכת המזון. He said, no, I'm not worthy to say ברכת המזון, because I married two sisters. And according to the Midrash, he married four sisters. Ramban also brings it down that also Bilha and Zilpah, they were also the daughters of Laban, and he married four sisters. And the Torah eventually is going to be Oser to marry two sisters. Therefore, I'm not worthy to say Berkat Amazon. Amrilo le Moshe tolu barech said, I'm not worthy because I didn't have the zechut to go to Eretz Israel. Lo bechayay velo bemoti. Amrilo le Yoshua tolu barech. Amar eni barech shelo zachiti leben. Also Yoshua ben Nun. I'm not worthy. Then all the way at the end, Amrim lo le David, tolu barech. David HaMelech, he grabs the Kiddush cup, the Berkat HaMazon, and he said, Ani abarech, veli nae lebarech. Shneimar, kos yeshuot esa, ubshem Adonai yikra. David HaMelech is the one going to say Berkat HaMazon. Obviously, they have the Ben Ishhai, and Ben Yehoyada, he told us here on this Gemara, he said, Vadai, all the story, it's not simple understanding of the that's what's going to be. You said there are very deep sodot and very deep secrets in this story, even though many times the Ben Ishhai himself, he tells us a lot of secrets al piya Kabbalah. He tells us, but I don't understand, but he does write in the Sefarim a lot of the Dvarim al piya Kabbalah. Here even Ben Ishhai said there's sod kamus, the deep secret over here, and we don't understand it. Obviously, there are Pirushim to it. And I saw that Maran Ahida, he brings down in Sefer Marita Ayin, he brings down this Gemara. He said, Chaura, if all the Avot, they were embarrassed kibyachol to say Berkat HaMazon, how come David HaMelech, he jumps on the opportunity, and he said, yeah, I'll take it. He grabbed the cup, and he said Berkat HaMazon. How come he didn't have also Anava David HaMelech? He brings down here in Marita Ayin. I saw later on also that Chacham Abadia also brings down Maor Israel. He quotes this Maran Ahida. Veshamati deish mi shepirash de David HaMelech alav shalom ta'amo v'nemuku amo. De ma'ashin emna'u ha'abot u Moshe v'yoshua le barech. כולי עלמא יודעים שהסיבה שאמרו שלא לברך אינו משום פגם שלהם חס ושלום, אלא מרוב ענוותנותם נמנעו. אבל אם הוא נמנע, יאמרו העולם דלפי האמת אין ראוי לברך שחטא בת שבע ובוריה חטא, ולכן הוכרח לברך להורות דלא חטא בת שבע ולא בוריה. עד כאן שמעתי. So he says over here, he says, all the abot, they're going to give them the kavod to say ברכת המזון, and say, I'm not worthy. What the people around them are going to think? They're not worthy. Obviously, they're saying it ערף ענבה. But דוד המלך, people were talking about דוד המלך while he was alive, and after, ואף אחרי מותו. כל שכן, after דוד המלך passed away, for sure, a lot of people used to speak bad about דוד המלך. לחטא בת שבע, אשת איש, even though the גמרא מסכת שבת, כל האומר דוד חטא אינו לא טועה. Nevertheless, people, ודבר העם באלוהים ומשה, they speak about everyone. So he was talking about דוד המלך. So David HaMelech, if he's also going to be anav over here, he's not going to say Berkat HaMazon, what people are going to think? Oh, you know why he's not saying Berkat HaMazon? He's not saying it Araf Anava, because he feels in his heart that he is Pasul, Hasba Shalom, to say it. Why? Because he took Eshet Ish, Hasba Shalom. He killed Uriah Hati. That's what people might think. Therefore, David HaMelech, he said, such a anava, it's called anava psula. I'm not allowed to act with such anava. Therefore he said, Ani abarech veli na'i lebarech. That's here where he says here, the continues here, Marit Ayin. He said, therefore he said, Ani abarech veli na'i lebarech. Double language, why? He said, to teach us, Ani abarech, that I don't have sin of Batsheba. Veli na'i lebarech, I don't have even the sin of Uriah Hati. That's we have a gemarot for this. We don't need it. But here, that's what Maran Ahida is telling us. That's Anyan, how can David HaMelech grabs this opportunity and he says Berkat HaMazon. Now the question is, by Yaakov Abinu, how come when they gave him the cup to say Berkat HaMazon, he said, I'm not worthy to say Berkat HaMazon. We said, Araf Anava, no problem. But why? What's his reasoning? Because he married two sisters. Now, how come he really married two sisters? Yaakov Abinu, what happened? The Torah said, "Natalat beisha elachuta lo tekach l'sror degalot arvata aliyah b'chayeha." How did Yaakov Abinu marry two sisters? So there are a few pirushim. Hakim, tell us. We have the. I saw here in Hatam Sofer in this week's parasha, he brings down and the fresh lamedalet amud bet. Ketab haRamban v'ani b'boim padan mita alai Rachel. He said, "Ketab haRamban." שלא הוליכה למערת המכפלה, כדי שלא יבוש מאבותיו שנשא שתי אחיות. The reason why יעקב אבינו did not take Rachel to מערת המכפלה, because he does not want to be embarrassed from his fathers, Abraham and Isaac, that he ended up marrying יעקב אבינו two sisters. He's going to be embarrassed from his father, from his grandfather. Don't you know the Torah eventually is going to be osir to marry two sisters? How can he marry two sisters? Therefore, the Ramban writes, because Yaakov was embarrassed from his fathers, therefore he did not take her to Ma'arat al-Makhpila. So here already we have a third reason why he didn't take her to Ma'arat al-Makhpila. Why? Because he doesn't want to be embarrassed. Now basically, there are a few pirushin to bring down. I saw here, in we have, Baruch Hashem, we have a new sefer here in Shul. They donated to us a new sefer. Be'ezer Hashem, Hashem should give them רחלי בת מלכה, השם של גדם בעזר השם זרח של קיימה, בריאות and פרנסת הבא בשפע, אמן ואמן. We see here, it brings down here from בעל תרומת הדשן, he says שלכל מצווה יש טעם, אלא שאין הטעמים גילויים לנו. סד כגון, באסור אחות אישה, אין לנו להחליט שהוא כדי שלא יהיה שנאה וקנאה בין שתי האחיות. חתם סופר, we're gonna read soon, is gonna answer, he says, why the Torah did not allow a person to marry two sisters? Why not? So the Hatam Sofer tells us over here, he says, אך הרמב"ן כתב בטעם איסור שתי אחיות, שלא ייתכן שתי אחיות אהובות שיהיו צרות זו לזו. Normally, two sisters love each other. So the Ramban tells us in פרשת החרימות, the Torah did not want these two sisters that they always love each other and they care about each other, that both of them they're going to get married to one husband, then they're going to end up hating each other, Hasb Shalom. The Torah doesn't want this. Two sisters, they love each other. Why you want to make sin'a and kun'a and taharut between one and the other? Therefore, you're not allowed to marry two sisters. That's the reason what the Ramban writes in Parashat HaHarimot. And he tells us here, if that's the reason, that reason doesn't apply to Rachel and Leah. Why? Because Yaakov, he saw that Rachel, she gave the simanim to Leah. That means she cares so much about her sister. Do you think she's going to end up getting jealous from her sister? Cannot be. She's not going to end up get jealous from her sister. וסברזו שיח גם בחוץ לארץ. אבל יעקב חשב שרחל מסרה את הסימנים ללאה, אז מסתמע שלא יתקנו זו בזו. They're not going to end up hating each other, חס ושלום. If she gave up her life for her sister, you think she's going to get jealous of her? For sure not. ואם כן, לך לטעם הנ"ל. If that's the case, if that's the reason of the Torah, Darshinan Ta'amad Kra or not, he goes here, he said, if that's the reason why the Torah said you're not allowed to marry two sisters, because you don't want these two sisters to hate each other later on. But he said that reasoning doesn't apply to Rahel and Leah. They love each other so much. So therefore, Yaakov Abinu, he said, if that's the reason, that reason doesn't apply to Rahel and Leah. I could marry Rahel and Leah. However, אך אחר כך, כשנתקנאו זו בזו, שאמרה לאה, המעט קחתך את אישי ולקחת גם את דודאי בני, not enough that you took my husband, you're also taking my son's flowers. You see from here that לאה ended up getting jealous of her sister, and also vice versa, also true. פסוק also said clearly, but תקנא רחל באחותה. יעקב אבינו, he thought, these two sisters, they're not going to end up getting jealous from each other. But really, at the end, they did get jealous from each other. So if that's the case, הרי שנתקנו זו בזו, אם כן לא יפה עשה שנשא שתי אחיות, אפילו בחוץ על הארץ, ויבוש מאבותיו, ולכן לא כברה מערת המכפלה. That's what the Chatam Sofer writes, since that he saw that they ended up hating each other, therefore, now he's embarrassed from his fathers, Abraham and Ishaq, because even you, Yaakov Abinu, didn't work well with you. Why? Because you thought they're not going to get jealous from each other, but they did end up getting jealous from each other. So here he brings down here from Tormat edition. He says, "In lano leachlit that the Torah prohibited us from marrying two sisters because they shouldn't end up hating each other." He said that reason doesn't apply. Why? שהרי אפילו מיבוא אליהו ויאמר שיש שתי אחיות בעולם שוודאי לא היו מתקנות זו בזו. If Eliyahu Nabi is going to come, he's going to tell us, these two sisters, he's telling us the future. They're never going to get jealous from each other. Is a person allowed to marry these two sisters? So it's still asur. So if that's the case, מכל מקום, הדין לא ישתנה. אמנם האבות ברוב חוכמתם ידעו את הטעמים של המזבות, ומשום כך לא חשש יעקב אבינו לשא שתי אחיות, כי הבין שיש לחלק בדין זה, והטעם שהתורה אסרה שתי אחיות, אינו שייך אצל רחל ולאה. So that's where he says, Yaakov Abinu, he thought that reason doesn't apply to Rachel and Leah, but his halakha doesn't change. Since that the Torah eventually is going to be osir to marry two sisters, therefore he did something wrong, Yaakov Abinu, even though there is no osir in what he did, because the Torah is not given yet. Nevertheless, since that the Torah eventually is going to be osir, so it's not proper for him to do this. Therefore, he said he's embarrassed to say Birkat HaMazon. Therefore, he didn't want to say it. We have also the Orachim HaKadosh. He also asked here a few questions. He says, the Gemara asks, how could Yaakov Abinu give the Bechora away from, take it away from Reuben, give it to Yosef? How could he do it? He says, I don't understand. What's the question? So if the Torah wasn't given yet. So what's the question? לא יוכל לבקר את בן האהובה על פני בן השנואה בכור. Right in the Orach Haim HaKadosh, and פסוק on ראובן בכור יאתה כוחי וראשית עוני, יתר שאת ויתר עז. He says, here's מעריך here, Orach Haim HaKadosh. He said, the Torah wasn't given yet, so what Hachim they want from Yaakov Abinu? And not only this, the Ramban writes that the Abot, they fulfilled the Tariq Mitzvot where only in Eretz Israel. But in Chutz La'aretz, they didn't have to keep the Torah in Chutz La'aretz. Therefore, Yaakov Abinu, he did not bring Rachel to Eretz Israel. In his zechut, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he took Rachel before she ended up going to Eretz Israel. Why? Because Hashem does not want Yaakov Abinu to live be'esur shtei achayot in Eretz Israel. Because the Abot, they kept the Torah only in Eretz Israel. In Chutz La'aretz, they didn't have to keep it. That's what Ramban writes. Orach Haim HaKadosh here, he said, I don't understand. Ve'en debarav hazakim besimuchot, ki mi gila lo sot ze? He told the Ramban that the fathers, they kept the Torah only in Eretz Israel. Orach Haim said, who said that's true? The Ramban writes it. But he said, that's in the brain of Yehud. שלא היה שום, ואין דבריו נריב חזקים, שלא היה שומר תורה אלא בארץ, אחר אשר שאין הפרש בין הארץ לחוץ על הארץ באותם פרטי מצוות שלו שאמרו מהאבות. He doesn't like the Pirush of the Ramban, here, Orachim HaKadosh. And Nachon Be'enai, he says that the Abot HaKadoshim, they kept the Torah in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz alike. Same thing. They kept the Torah not only in Eretz Yisrael, also in Chutz La'aretz. They kept the Torah all the times. However, but they kept the Torah, they're not obligated, כמי שאינו מצווה ועושה. They're not obligated to keep the Torah, but they kept it because they love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to show love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, therefore they kept the Torah. They have to keep seven mitzvot, that's already Adam HaRishon was commanded on them. That's, they have no choice, they have to keep it. But all the root mitzvot, the extra 606 mitzvot, these mitzvot they didn't have to keep, but nevertheless they did keep it. Why? To show love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that they care kibyachol about the mitzvot, the Torah is going to be given later on. Therefore, they kept all the mitzvot. But they didn't have to. He says here, אך לא נצטווה אלא על שבע מצוות, שאם יעבור עליהן יהרג, אבל שאר התורה, קרוב לשכר אם יעשה, ורחוק מן ההפסד אם לא יקיים. All the other 606 מצוות, said, you get rewarded if you keep them, and there's no punishment if you don't. וכדרך שיש לנו גם אחר נתינת תורה, שיש מצוות שהם יעשה אותם האדם מטול שכר, ואם לאו, אין לו עונש עליהם. כמו כן, היה מיום ברו אלוהים אדם בכל התורה חוץ משבע מצוות. והאבות לצד חביבותם בישם וחשקם באושר העליון, קיימו הכל. אבל במקום שהיו רואים תועלת דבר ההצלחה להם, כמו שתאמר יעקב שהרגיש בהצלחתו בנשואי שתי החיות, העלים עין מרווח הנמשך מקיום המצווה ההיא, כיוון שאין לו עונש אם לא יקיימנה. אז כל עוד שלא נתנה תורה. ומה גם, אם נאמר שהיו עושים על פי הדיבור, כי אבות נביאים היו. ושאמר להם לעשות כן. He says here, he says that since that they didn't have to keep the Torah, they did keep the Torah to show because they get reward for it. But there's no punishment for not keeping it. Here Yaakov Abinu, when he saw that there's anyan to marry two sisters because he's going to have all the 12 Shebatim is going to bring from them, even though the Torah eventually is going to be Osir, but he said, it's okay, he could put it on the side, that mitzvah, because the Torah wasn't given yet. He said, he put it on the side, he doesn't want that reward, because he saw there's bigger reward from bringing the 12 Shebatim. That's what he said. And also later on, also brings down here, also he said that the Yaakov Abinu, he was Nabi. And Nabi, the Rambam writes, if Nabi tells us you have to do Abira Bitur Hura'at Sha'a, you must listen to him. We spoke about it a long time ago, that whenever the Nabi comes and he tells you have to do even Abira Bitur Hura'at Sha'a, only this time, there's an yan to do abirat today, you must listen to that Nabi. And here Yaakov Abinu, he was Nabi. And even though the Torah said you're not allowed to marry two sisters, but here, Bitur Hura'at Sha'a. Hura'at Sha'a, it's okay. He's allowed to do it. That's what he said. He wasn't Oker the mitzvah. Lo she'akir sur shtei ahayot. Ela, she'akol lisa shtei ahayot lefi sha'a. That's what he tells us over here. It's also a different reason he brings down here in Midrash Talpiyot. He brings here in Anaf Yaakov. After he quotes the Ramban, he quotes a few Mfarshim. He says here, he said, Amar Amhaber, Mukhrah haya Yaakov lakachat shtei ahayot kedei lebelbel et ha-satan. שלא יקטרג בלידת השבטים הקדושים שבראותו שיעקב נושא שתי אחיות, אינו נותן דעתו לקטרג כדי לעקב. Why? בסוברו שאין דבר טוב יושא מזווג זה. כיוון שבא באיסור. He says here, יעקב אבינו, he had to marry two sisters. Why? Because this is the only way to, כביכול, to keep the Satan busy from being בקטרג on יעקב. Because if יעקב is going to have 12 שבטים from kosher marriage, כביכול, חס ושלום, I don't want to say it's a wrong term, I'm using, but kosher marriage, I mean, if he married one wife, and from that wife is going to have 12 Shebatim, then the Satan is going to be Mekatreg. You're going to have 12 Shebatim, Big Zechut is going to have, all Am Yisrael is going to come out of him. Satan is going to come, is going to do something bad. Now that the Satan, he saw that Yaakov married two sisters, he's doing Abira. From Abirot, he's not going to gain anything. Therefore, the Satan, he left him alone, he kept busy with something else. That's how the 12 Shebatim came. והוא על דרך עת לעשות השם, הפירו תורתך. So just הוראת שעה. Racha. But the same thing happened with Lot. Lot with his two daughters. How come the Mashiach came out of them? We spoke once, we said, Moshe Feinstein, Alav Shalom. We spoke a few Pirushim. But here he wants to say, because since that the Mashiach is going to come out of them, therefore it came Kibyachol for the eyes, not kosher way. From father and with his two daughters, but Abira. But the Mashiach came out of it. Ve'ihuda im kelato, im Tamar. Who came from Tamar? He came Peretz. Peretz, Baal HaTorim says, Peretz, Be'atbash, Gimatria, David. Said that David the Melech came out of Peretz. Ve'amram im dodato, Moshe's father. Amram, who dimari, ve'ekach Amram et yoche bet dodato lo le'isha. He took his aunt. Are you allowed to marry your aunt? It's a surah, one of the Tetva V'arayot. You're not allowed to marry her. How come he married her? It was before Matan Torah. You're telling me all the Abot, they kept the Torah even before Matan Torah. So how come he kept it? Because since that Moshe Rabbeinu is going to come out of him, if he's going to have kibichol, kosher marriage, kibichol, then Satan is going to be mekatreg on Moshe Rabbeinu. Why should they merit to have Moshe Rabbeinu? Now that Amram, he married his aunt and is not allowed to marry her aunt, Satan said from such a marriage, he's not going to have anything, nothing good is going to come out of it. Even though Hakim, they tell us Amram, the Gemara Masechet Shabbat, the Fnun Vav says, the Gemara said Amram, he was one of the four people that they never sinned all their life. How come he married his aunt? It's not called Avirat, the Torah wasn't given yet. So no problem. And not only this, Hakol, Viboaz Imrut, Shalhana Aumi Bimittato, Derech Znut, Hakol Olele Signon Ehad. כיוון שהיה עתיד לצאת מהם חוטר הקדושה, היו עושים כדמיון האסור כדי לבלבל את השטן שלא יקטרג. That's what he says here in Midrash Talpiyot. And as we said in the beginning, that Rashi, he told us that Kadosh Baruch Hu, he saw that there is an anyan that Rachel should be buried on the way. Rashi tells us here in the B'Ktzara, and also in Midrash Rabban, this week's Parasha, he's telling us B'Ktzur what happened, but we have a very long Midrash. We're not going to read it now. And the Ptiha of Megillat Echa, Siman Kaf Dalet, the Midrash over there is Ma'arich Harbe, how Abraham is going to come to pray to Kadosh Baruch Hu, after he's going to see all the destruction, Nebuzaradan is kicking them out, and they're going to Galut. Abraham is going to come to pray for Am Israel, Shem is not going to listen to him. Yitzhak is going to come, not listening. Yaakov comes, Moshe comes, everyone comes. Yeah, Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't listen to them until Rachel comes, and Kadosh Baruch Hu tells her, "Menai kolechem bechi ve'enaichem dema." Yesh sachar lefolatech nimoshem, yeshavu meiros oyem, yesh kva leacharitech, yeshavu meiros shebiyam. I don't have to worry, Rachel menu. In your zechut, Rachel menu, I'm gonna redeem Am Israel, I'm gonna bring them back to Eretz Israel. That's what the Midrash Ma'arich over there, long Arichut, but we're not going to read it now, but anyone, you could look it up over there. Now, the question is, obviously, what's so special about Rahel? How come HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not listen to Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu, all the times, he used to pray for Am Israel, and if it wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu, Chas v'Shalom, Hashem would have destroyed Am Israel many times. V'yomer le'ashmidam. Lule Moshe Bechiro, Amad Peres Lefanav. He is the one to pray for us. And Hashem, every time he listens to us in the Zechut of Moshe. Here he comes, Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem doesn't listen to him. Only the Zechut of Rachel. What's special about Rachel? Because she gave the Simanim to Leah. I understand she gave the Simanim. But what's a big deal? She gave the Simanim to Leah, it's okay. And then that's the only Zechut that she had. That only to her, Kadosh Baruch Hu, listen, Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't have such a Zechiyot. Ela, Farshim, they explain. So that there are people that they serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are two types of people that serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's one type of people, they serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they keep the mitzvot, they keep everything, as long as everything's fine with them. They're Baruch Hashem, they're blessed, they have parnasah, they have mishpacha, they have banim, they have everything. And they serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's not the biggest ma'ala of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But there is better ma'ala of serving Kadosh Baruch Hu when a person, he has kibyachol to put away his ta'anugot. He is dragged after doing, after pleasures of olam hazeh. He leaves the pleasures for the honor of Kadosh Baruch Hu. That person is serving Kadosh Baruch Hu in even bigger ma'ala. Obviously, he's serving him for the much bigger ma'ala. Why? Because he has kibyachol to put away his pleasures for the honor of Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's similar to how the father, Same way the father, how much he cares about his kids. Many times the parents say that they don't sleep at night. Why? Because they're taking care of their kids. What they're getting out of it, what the parents getting out of taking care of their kids, that the love that they have, because they love their kids so much, even though for them it's not comfortable to wake up in the middle of the night, not comfortable to take the kids here, to take them here, come take me here, drive me here, do this for me, help me with the homework, it's a headache. Why would the person want it? But that the love HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in the parents to love their own kids. Why? That's how Kadosh Baruch Hu made the nature of the human being, that the father, he loves the son, and he pushes away his ta'anugot for the benefit of the son. And many times, you see, the parents, they're willing to die for their kids. All their life, they work for what? So their kids should have better life after them. Everyone thinking about his kids. That's life. So they give all what they have only for their kids. Same thing. If the person gives all what he has in the honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's a real person serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a real person, that's the biggest ma'ala of a person serving Hashem. But even those who are willing to give up their life to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there are also two types of Mesirut Nefesh. There is Mesirut Nefesh, that the person is Mosir Nefesh for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is willing to die HaKadosh Hashem. That's the first Nisayon that Abraham Abinu went through. Nimrod wanted to throw him in the fire, and he threw himself in the fire, and the Chvod HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the first Nisayon. But later on, there's a bigger Nisayonot Abraham went through. That's Akedat Yitzhak. The last test Abraham Abinu was tested with was Akedat Yitzhak. What's so special about Akedat Yitzhak? And why you give the credit for Abraham? Ve'Elohim Nisayet Abraham. Elohim Nisayet Yitzhak also. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tested Yitzhak. Didn't he test him? He brings down the Mefarshim. He said, no. The Nisayon for Yitzhak wasn't such a big Nisayon. It wasn't that big. Why? Because Yitzhak is going to be Moser Nefesh to HaKadosh Baruch Hu few seconds. Abraham is going to shecht him, he's going to die. But the real Nisayon, that's for Abraham Abinu. How's he going to manage all his life? All his life that he's going to live after the Akedah, he's going to live all the time, is going to thinking, I killed my son for the honor of Hashem. To live al Kiddush Hashem, that's much bigger ma'ala than to die al Kiddush Hashem. That there are the different types of Mesirut Nefesh. And here, we don't have to go far. We have the famous Gemara here. Tell us in Masechet Baba Batra. The Gemara says over there, the Kuf Chaf Gimel Amud Alef. That the Gemara tells us here that Rachel and Leah, the Gemara says, what does mean rakot? But because she was crying. Why Leah was crying? The Gemara tells us here. It was the Torah was telling us the Torah didn't come to minimize the beauty of Leah Aminu. The Torah is coming to praise Leah Aminu. Why? Because all the times Leah, why her eyes, they were rakot? Because she was crying all the times. Why she was crying? The Gemara says here, לפי שהייתה שומעת על פרשת דרכים בני האדם שהיו אומרים, שני בנים יש לה לרבקה ושתי בנות יש לו ללבן, הגדולה לגדול וקטנה לקטן. The famous story that she used to hear in the פרשת דרכים, that people used to say, famous saying back then, that two sons Yitzhak had, and two daughters Laban had, and so the older Esav is going to marry Leah, and Yaakov is going to marry Rachel. That's what she heard. Now, after she heard this, now Leah, she wants to find out who's her new hatan is going to be. Who's her hatan? V'hata yoshevet al parashat derachim, mashelet gadol mama Esav, the lucky man that I'm going to marry him. Who's he? Could you tell us a little bit about Esav? Who's he? أم فيها يوم رملة إيش رعه من الصيمة بريوت ما في أجاي said the worst man on earth عساف رشع and after that قتان مع عساف she used to ask them what's the younger one how's he how's يعقوب بنو they told her the قتان إيش تام يشبه هليم a good man is learning Torah is keeping the mitzvot is gentleman is good guy بهيت أبو خام Therefore, Leah Menu, she used to cry. عاد شنشرور رسي عينيها. بأنه دختيف ويرى شيم كسينو آليها. What does it mean, Sinu Aliyah? Because Leah was hated, therefore Hashem gave her the sons. Because Leah was hated, what do you mean Leah is hated? Ile ma Sinu Amamash, if Shar Bagnut Behemate Mialo de Berkat of Bunut Sadakim de Ber. Ela Ra Katubsh Sinuim Maase Isav Befaneha, Lefichach Viftahat Rahma. What does it mean, Bayar Hashem Ki Sinu Aliyah? It doesn't mean that Leah is hated, Hasb Shalom. Yaakov loved Leah, loved Rahel, a Pasusel clearly, Beyahab Gamet Rahel Milea. He loved Rahel more than Leah, but that showed that he did love Leah as well. He loved both of them. So what does it mean, Sinu Aliyah? Sinu Aliyah means Sinu'in Ma'ase Isav Be'ineha Shel Leah. Since that Leah, she heard that she's going to end up marrying Isav, and she hated the actions of Isav, how his Ma'asim of Isav, therefore, she used to cry. And because of this, Kadosh Baruch Hu, she ended up marrying Yaakov Abinu, and she had the sons, even before Rahel. That's what brought down the Gemara. The Ben Shai Ben Yehoyada, he asked over here a very simple question. He said, I don't understand. When Leah was asking about the older one, she's going to end up marrying the older one. She's going to. Therefore, she was asking about Isav. So I understand, no problem. She's asking about Isav. After they told her that Isav is Ish Ra'u Melestayim Tabariyot, doesn't say in the Gemara that she cried. She didn't cry yet. She went to ask about the younger one. Who's the younger one? After the Torah, the younger one is Yaakov, Ishtam, Yoshebu Halim, then she cried. So I have two questions, Ben Shai said here, Ben Yehoyada. So the question number one, first of all, why does she have to ask at all about Yaakov? What does she care about Yaakov? She's not going to marry Yaakov. She's going to marry Esav. You want to find out who's your Hatan's going to be, who's Esav? No problem, go ask about Esav. Why asking about Yaakov? That's the question number one. Question number two, why she didn't cry when she heard who's Esav? She cried only when she heard who's Yaakov. After she found out about Esav, she found out about Yaakov, then she cried. Why she didn't cry when she heard about Esav? And not only this, so the question number three, he says, how come Leah Menu, when she heard that the younger one is Ish Sadiq, Ish Tam Yosheb Ohalim, now she cried. Why she cried now? She was supposed to be happy at least for her sister, that she's her sister Rahel is going to end up marrying Yaakov Abinu. That she, for herself, Leah Menu, she's going to end up marrying Isav, Kashir Abati Abati. But Rahel, she has to be happy when she heard about Ma'asav Shalakatan. What happened over here? It says here, ונראה לי פסיעתת שמיה, על דרך מה שכתוב במשלה, חוכמת נשים בניתה ביתה ואיוולת בידה תהרסנה, שיש אדם רע נושא אישה צדקת ומחזירת טוב בתשובה, ויהיה טוב. ויש להפך. וכאשר כתב בספר חסידים, מעשה על כך ועל כך. So the all depending on the wife could make, if the wife צדקת, could make her husband צדיק. If the wife is רשעה, could make her husband רשע. ולכן, therefore he explains it beautiful, כשאמרו לה על הגדול שהוא רע, when they told her about Isav that he's רשע, she said, don't worry about, I'll take care of him. I'm צדקת, Leah, she knows herself. I know, I'll make him צדיק also. Like the story that happened in Sefer Hasidim. He tells us, מעשה בחסיד וחסידה that they got married, didn't have kids, they divorced each other. The חסידה, she married רשע and she made him חסיד. And the חסיד married רשע and she made him רשע. So all depending on the wife. That's what the Midrash brings us. So here when Leah, she found out about Isav, that Isav is Rasha, she said, don't worry, I'll make him Tzaddik. But she went to ask about his younger brother. If his younger brother is also Rasha like him, then Leah, she's not worried if she's going to end up marrying Isav, don't worry, I'll make him Tzaddik. But after she found out that the younger one is Ish Tam Yoshebu Halim. Now Leah said, if his own brother, he wasn't able to make him Tzaddik, how am I going to be able to make him Tzaddik? Therefore she cried. She's not crying, Hasb Shalom, because her sister is going to marry Yaakov. She's happy for this. But she asked about the younger one to find out if she's going to be able to change Isav. When they told her that this Isav, he lived with his younger brother for 63 years and still Rasha. She said, if his own brother, he wasn't able to change him, how am I going to change him? Therefore, she cried. So you see from here that Leah, she was crying, and then at the end, she married Yaakov Abinu. And who gave her the simanin to marry Yaakov Abinu? Rachel gave her simanim. So it was big mesirut nefesh for Rachel to give the simanim to her sister. Why? Because now she sees Rachel that because of this, she's going to end up marrying Esav. If she gave the simanim to her sister, the Yaakov wanted to marry Rachel. Now that Rachel gave the simanim to Leah, Leah's going to marry Yaakov. Who's Rachel going to end up marrying? He's going to end up marrying Esav. How could she do such a thing? Rachel Amino, she gave up her life for her sister. She gave up all her life. That's the biggest ma'alaf Kudush Hashem. She's Mesirut Nefesh. That's the biggest ma'alaf Mesirut Nefesh. Rachel Amino did all for the honor of her sister. She doesn't want her sister to be embarrassed. She gave her husband. She gave us everything. How come here Leah was telling us Hamat Kahtichet Ishi? Ben Shai explains in Od Yosef Hai. He said here Leah specifically, she told that statement to Rachel to make her reward even bigger and bigger. He also quotes that Midrash Petiha Megillat Echa, that only in the Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to listen only to Rachel, because he saw the Mesirut Nefesh that Rachel gave to her sister. She gave up her life for her sister. In her Zechut, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to listen to them, and is going to tell them, listen, only in the Zechut of Rachel I'm bringing you back to Eretz Yisrael. And when Leah, she was also Nebiah, Leah was Nebiah, she foresaw also the future, only in the Zechut of Rachel, Shem is going to answer Ben Israel. If that's the case, now Leah, she wanted to make Rachel's Zechut even bigger and bigger. That's how the Ben Ish Hai explains, not Yosef Hai, Parashat Vayetzeh, is Ma'arich also over there. And he says, therefore, she was teasing her sister, but she knew that her sister, she's not going to open up her mouth. She knew that's the tzitkut of Rachel. If she's willing, if she gave up her life for her sister, she gave her husband, even though she knew she's going to end up marrying Esav, she didn't care about this. And bechol zot, she didn't care. She gave her the simanim. Now Leah knew that if she's going to tease her, she's going to tell her, ma'at kachticht ishi, she's not going to answer her. And that's what Rachel, she never answered her. She never told her anything. She told her, no problem. Dachin shkava macha layla. Take my husband, just give me the flowers. That's what he told her. So she did the big mesirut nefesh, Rachel Amenu, from this, that she gave the simanim to her sister. That's one time we see Rachel Amenu, she did the big mesirut nefesh. But we see also second time, Rachel, she did mesirut nefesh. And that's about the simanim. When she gave the simanim, not the simanim, about the dudaim. When Reuben came with the dudaim, and the story that we just read, when Rachel told her, give me some flowers, give me these flowers, Yasmin, and she told her, he says here, I saw the Hatan Sofer, beautiful Pirush, he said, how could it be that Rachel, she was mezelzel b'chbod the tzaddik, mishkabot shel tzaddik, she didn't care about Yaakov Abinu, chas v'shalom, Rachel Amenu. She said, oh, give me some flowers, I'll give you my husband. We're not talking about a simple, regular person here, we're talking about Rachel Amenu. How come Rachel Amenu, she gave up her husband? Her husband was supposed to come, it was her turn. She gave up her turn for some flowers. How could that be? Could it be that Rachel Amenu was zelzel? What happened here? So he says here in the Hatam Sofer, in Parashat Vayetzei, Daf Kuf Nun Amud Bet, Vayelech Reuben b'mei ketzer hatim. The Pasuk said b'mei ketzer hatim during the time when they harvest the wheat. בפרק חלק, he says אל החתם סופר, דף צדיק תת, מנשה היה דורש הגדות של דופי, וכי לא היה לו למשה לכתוב אלא וילך ראובן במין קציר חתים. said, מנשה, the son of חזקיהו המלך, he was talking about משה רבנו, he said, משה רבנו, he had nothing to write in the Torah, only he tell us stories that ראובן went during the time that they harvest wheat. Who cares what time of the year ראובן went out? Tell me the main fact of the story. He brought, Reuben went, he brought flowers. Rachel, she asked her for the flowers. Why do you have to tell me that he went during the time of Ketzir Hatim? Who cares about this? Moshe Rabbeinu, he didn't know what to write in the Torah. He wants to fill up the page. Chas v'shalom, that's what Menashe was saying about Moshe Rabbeinu. Until Yatsa bat kol ve'amra lo, teshev be'achicha tedaber b'ben amecha tendofi. Then tell the Kadosh Baruch Hu, he punished him later on. But that's what the Gemara said. That Menashe was talking the Agadot Shel Dofi against Moshe Rabbeinu. He said, "Hene lichaora." He says, "The Hatam Sofer lichaora tuba kamash ma'alan ze." said, there's big hadush over here that was during the time that they harvest the wheat. Shehaya ma'ase zeh bimeke sir hatim shehu shabu'ot zmama tan turatenu. Like Yonatan Uziel also says over there, ve'yelech Reuben bimeke sir hatim. When did he go? Reuben went during the months of Sivan. He says, during the time of matan turatenu. Hak shabu'ot. וראוי להתעבר מסחר בעל התורה ולהיות רחל עקרה על כן תעוננה לה עד שחיבת אותה הלילה שהייתה עונתה של רחל ואינה ראויה לעבור ורחל הצדקת מכרת שחיבת הצדיק I'm sorry, ורחל צדקת מכרה שחיבת הצדיק בדודאים לא שחס ושלום זלזלה בשחיבת הצדיק אלא שתזדמן שחיבת הלילה הוא ללאה בעלת הבנים. וטובה כמה שמעלן במה שהיה זה בזמן כסיר חתים, שזה זמן מתן תורתנו. אלא שמנשה כפר בתורה, ואמר אין תורה מן השמיים, ומכן לטה לכל הנעל. עקין דרש בהגדה של דופי. לא היה לו משה לכתוב, אלא במה כסיר חתים. He said, there is big hadush here, the Torah is telling us that it happened, all the story, during the time of Hag Shavuot. Why? Because he says here, during this time, was Rahel's turn that Yaakov's going to be with her. And he says here, that night when Yaakov, the night of Shavuot, the wife that is going to go with, she's going to end up getting pregnant with the person who's Amud HaTorah. It was Zman Matan Torah Tenu Hag Shavuot. So the baby is going to be born that night. It's going to be Amud HaTorah. Therefore, Leah came, her son, he brought Bimekes Rahatim during this time. Rahel said, give me some flowers. Then Leah told her, Ma'at kahtechit ishi velakahat gam duda ebeni. Leah told her, listen, tonight Yaakov is going to have the baby, it's going to be Amud HaTorah. So why you want him to go with you if you know yourself that you are Akara? So you're just wasting that opportunity. Let him come to me and then I'm going to have Amud HaTorah. Then Rahel said, if that's the case, תכן ישכב עמך הלילה. She didn't חס ושלום אז מזלזל משכבו של צדיק, אלא because she knew that if Yaakov is going to come to her, that opportunity is going to go to waste. But if Yaakov is going to go to Leah, then he's going to have עמוד התורה. And sure enough, who got pregnant from that night? Issachar. Issachar got pregnant from that night, עמוד התורה. בעיני Issachar יודעי בינה לעתים. So that means here, Rahel Amenu, she also did big Mesirut Nefesh, and she gave up her husband to Leah. Why? Because the only reason she did it, only because she wants Amud HaTorah to come to the world. She wants Amud HaTorah to come here on earth. Therefore, she said, if Yaakov is going to be with me, she knows herself that she's Akara, she doesn't have. Therefore, she told her, he could go, Yaakov could go to you. And from that pregnancy, who came? Issachar. Issachar came. So that means here also, again, she did it for what? She did it also l'chvot Shem Shamayim. And therefore, Hakim tell us that Reuben, he brought Dudaim. What are these Dudaim? I told you in the beginning, these Dudaim are the Yasmin. Yasmin is a flower that has a good smell. Even though we have the Haskuni. The Haskuni tells us that Dudaim, that's Te'inim. What's Dudaim? It's figs. That's what the Haskuni writes. But Ibn Ezra said, no, it was Yasmin, it was good smell. And we have Gemara, beautiful, we have Gemara in Masechet Berachot. The Gemara said, how do you know, from where do you learn that the person smelling something, he has to say Bracha on it? Where do you see it? Where do you see in the Torah? Can you bring me remez from the Torah that you have to say Bracha before he smelled something? Before he eats something, I understand. The Gemara has Masechet Berachot, the Flamed Vav, that's a long argument over there, where to get the source of the Berachot. The Gemara said, Sbarahu. אסור להנות מן העולם הזה בלי ברכה. I understand that ברכות הנהנים. But to smell, who said you have to say ברכה? The Gemara says, אבל זה דפני מגיעים על ברכות. The Gemara says, פסוק said, כל הנשמה תהלליה, הללויה. כל הנשמה תהלליה. What's the item that only the נשמה could get benefit out of it? That's the smelling. The food, the body is benefiting from it. But the smell, who's benefiting? The body is getting full from the smell? You don't get smell. You don't get full. Therefore, by the way, there's no beracha aharona on smelling. You eat something, you say beracha aharona. When you smell something, you took a deep breath, you smelled good flour, good smelling, there's no beracha aharona. Why? Because there's no shi'ur. There's no shi'ur for it. Who's benefiting from it? Only neshama. Only Neshama is benefiting from the flowers. Therefore, here, he found the Dudaim, those are the Yasmin, the flowers that only has smell, doesn't have taste, unlike the Hezkuni. There's only smell, Yasmin. That's coming to teach us that the only reason why Rahel, she was mezalzel ki beachol mishkabot shel tzaddik, she wanted mezalzel, like Rahatan Sofer said. She gave up mishkabot shel tzaddik only to teach us she's doing it only for the neshamas benefiting from it, not the body. There's not for ta'anugot, she wants to smell. Only because she wanted Amud HaTorah to come here to earth, therefore she gave up her husband to her sister. And therefore also the different places also Hatam Sofer writes, it said also Yaakov and Leah, what's the gematria of Yaakov? Yaakov is 182 and Leah is 36. Combine it together and that comes to 218. 218 gematria Reyah. Also Reyah. Yaakov and Leah, they're also together gematria Reyah. They're doing the thing only the hana'a of neshama. There's no hana'a of the body. Only hana'a for the neshama. If that's the case, you see here a second time, Rahel Amenu, she did mesirut nefesh, she gave up her husband. For what? For her pleasures. Has she to smell the yasmin? Not because of this. Because she wanted Amud HaTorah to come. She was also the second time Mesirut Nefesh. Therefore, she said, okay, Lachin Shkaba Machal Laila. Now, maybe we could combine the two Pirushim. Like the real reason why Rahel Amenu wasn't buried in Ma'arat HaMakhpila, the real reason, because she's the only one, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to listen to her prayer, and Am Yisrael is going to need her. Therefore, there's Anyan, she should be buried on the way. Why? Because when Am Yisrael going out for Galut, at the time of Nebuzaradan, like Rashi said, like the Midrash Rabbah said, then Am Yisrael is going to stop by the Kibber of Rahel, and Rahel is going to pray for Am Yisrael, and Hashem is going to listen to Rahel only. Why only to Rahel Hashem is going to listen? Because she did Mesirut Nefesh. And how do you know that Rahel, she did Mesirut Nefesh? How do you know that she did Mesirut Nefesh? The source that you know that Rahel, she was doing Mesirut Nefesh, is from the Dudaim. She told Leah, Lachin, Shkaba Machal Laila. Why she said Shkaba Machal Laila? She wasn't Mezalzel, Mishkabo Shel Tzaddik. Ela, she wanted Amud HaTorah. She wanted the Torah to come. Therefore, she gave up Rahel Amenu and her Zechud, the Kadosh Baruch Hu listened to her. It means that the two Pirushim now are in Bekaneh. The two Pirushim are true. The main reason that Am Yisrael is going to need the prayers of Rahel Amenu, but the proof that Hashem is going to answer only the prayers of Rahel, not any other Tzaddikim, because Rahel, she did it L'Shem Shemaim. How do you know that Rahel, she did it L'Shem Shemaim? Because she gave up Mishkabot Shel Tzaddik for what? For the Nishamim, for the Besamim. For the Yasmin, Yasmin has only smell of the Neshama. And the smell, only the Neshama benefit from the smell. Therefore, you see from here at Rahel Amenu, she had Mesirut Nefesh, Lashem Shemaim, all her action was Lashem Shemaim. Therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu answered her prayer, not anyone else. That's here what Hakim will tell us. This is the Anyan that Kadosh Baruch Hu also tells Rahel Amenu, Lachin Yesh Sachar Fa'olatech. Even though I see that sounds in the eyes of people that you are Mezalzel V'chbudot Shel Tzaddik, but I see, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, Yesh Sachar Fa'olatech. Yesh Sachar, same letters of Yisachar. You don't have to flip anything. Yisachar, I know in your mind, by this giving up your husband to Leah, why? Because you wanted Yisachar to come to earth. I know your main intention, Rahel Amenu, and I know that you're doing Mesirut Nefesh, how much you did Mesirut Nefesh for your sister, therefore only you I'm going to answer you. I know what your mahshaba, even though in the eyes of people it looks like you are mezazelet v'chbodot shel tzaddik. I said, no, you're not mezazelet, I know what you really mean. I know that you meant you wanted Yisachar. Therefore, it's like Yesh Sachar Falatech Neum Hashem. Kadosh Baruch Hu answered her. That's all in the Zechut of Rahel Amenu. Yesh Tukva Le'acharitech, because Rahel Amenu, all her machshava was L'Shem Shemaim. Any person who does the mitzvot L'Shem Shemaim, Hashem understands him. Hashem, he sees. Hashem Yireh Le'Levav. Ben Adam Yireh La'Einayim. Person, you see people doing mitzvot. We don't know how they're doing the mitzvot. Why they're doing the mitzvot? What purpose they're doing the mitzvot for? We don't understand. But Kadosh Baruch Hu Yireh Le'Levav. Kadosh Baruch Hu sees the person is doing the mitzvot out of love to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem loves that person. Meda kenei meda. Same way you're doing it out of love, Hashem also does everything for you out of love. You don't deserve something, He gives it to you. whatever the person does, you do lemala from what you could. Hashem also does lemala mederecha teva, and he helps you in even ways that the person thinks that it's dead end, there's no solution, but still, a person does l'shem shemayim, Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu also helps him. Bezer Hashem, Hashem should help all of us that we should keep all the mitzvot l'shem shemayim. Bezer Hashem, this we should be zoche, that we should see nechamot. Bezer Mashiach, Haskenu, Bezer Hashem, Rabbi Yamenu, Amen v'Amen. Rabbi Hananam, Nakshe Omer, Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu,